Bobby's a Orange, episode 12.
That was 12, in case someone missed that. 12.
12. Last week on Bobby's a Orange, a lot of stuff probably happened, but I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know. That backstabbing Englishman had taken my spot, but now that he's taken care of, the show will progress normally. Anyway, I'm not sure where we are, but we'll just go ahead and start wherever we are. Today on...
Bobby's a Orange.
So, what are we waiting for? Shouldn't we leave?
Well, that's the reason we called you. The door's locked and we can't get it to open.
I think I can work this out. Just before I left, I was given this machine, which can open any door, ever.
Ooh, so you mean we can finally get into the bathrooms in the Onnit library? Some guy in there always has the doors locked.
Oh, that's a little messed up, but yeah, I guess that's feasible.
Oh man, we could totally become bank robbers since we could open all the doors.
Well, you have to worry about security cameras, which, to my knowledge, wouldn't be too hard with the diaphragmic auto-alentizer, which basically is just the long way of saying it would mess up the feed to the hard drives of the camera systems. It's an easy thing to do if we can only get some...
Would you two shut up? We're not here to rob banks. We're here to save the world, people. And saving the world starts with opening this door. So can we just please just open the door?
Oh, sorry, sure. There you go. Open.
Holy cow! That is so cool! Seriously, after we've saved the world or whatever, we should totally take up a life of crime.
Wow. What happened to this place?
Oh, the town has been overrun with zombies and ghosts or something.
Don't forget those trash can dudes. Those guys were rank!
I really don't see how zombies are even scientifically possible. Then again, I don't see how a monkey could use bubblegum to summon a sea serpent. So I guess I'll just let this one slide too.
Hey, check it out! A sign!
What does it say, Ness?
No tents are to be pitched in this area without proper authorization. I would imagine that the tent over there has probably been pitched illegally.
Well, you don't know that. They could have gotten permission.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. This is serious business. Personally, I think the fact that it's so close to the sign probably means that whoever put it up was extremely mad that they couldn't get permission to put it up, so they put it up anyway next to this sign out of spite.
Well, your theory has a few holes. First, the fact
what the heck is wrong with you people? It's a freaking tent!
Paul's right. If we want to know, we should ask the tent.
That's not what I meant at all. Seriously, did your mom drop you in your head as a child? Like, every single day?
Well, given that all this crazy crap has been going on as of late, I'm totally cool with talking to tents. I'll give it a shot.
Excuse me, Mr. Tent?
Ness, it's a tent. T-E-N-T. It's not gonna respond to you.
Is it just me, or is that tent smiling?
Oh look, it's a friendly tent!
Holy crap! The tent's alive!
Ah! Whoa! Why'd the boss theme play?
The tent just hit me.
That's a pissed off tent.
That's it, Mr. Tent. Time to burn. ridiculous. What the heck's this tent made out of?
Jeff, why the heck are you just standing there? Aren't you gonna do something?
I think I have something in my bag that could help.
Ow! God, the stupid tent hit me again.
Just hold the teddy bear up to it.
What? Oh. Wow, I can't believe that actually works.
Oh, crap, do you guys have a lighter?
What? No? Why would we even have
here
a lighter?
You go.
Thanks.
Right
there. Paula, why on earth would you have a lighter?
I've been addicted to cigarettes for 2 years now. I'm trying to quit, but honestly, I'm not really trying to quit.
Everybody, stand back. This is gonna hurt him or a lot more than it's gonna hurt my feelings for him.
Holy crap, Jeff! What the heck was that thing?
Well, you know those little bottle rockets you can buy at fireworks stores? Well, this was pretty much a large version of one of those. You know, capable of an explosion on the scale of demolishing a few homes.
Where did you get that thing?
Actually, I made it. I personally don't trust the Taiwan firework industry any farther than I can throw them, or in this case, shoot them.
Hey guys, look! A shiny metal trash can! I think we're gonna go dig around in it, since that's what I do a lot.
Is he alright?
No. But then again, who's to define what normal is, right?
Actually, I can define normal. I happen to carry around this pocket-sized version of Webster's Dictionary.
You're as bad as Ness. And here I thought things couldn't possibly get any worse.
Seriously, you should check this book out when you get the chance. I mean, they actually took the time to add lead speak, which is really cool. I mean, on the internet, where I spend a lot of time, and... crap.
Hey guys, look what I found! It's a jar of peanut butter!
That doesn't look like peanut butter, Ness. There's a bunch of black spots in it. Actually, they kind of look like flies.
The jar reads, "Fly, honey." I wonder if it's any good.
Please, spare us. If you don't eat flies, then you're probably not going to like it.
Well, I eat honey, so there's like a 50-50 chance this tastes good, right?
Ness, you're retarded.
Hello? Oh, I have to open it. Hello?
Ness, this is Apple Kid. I was thinking about you today, and as creepy as the thought that is, I decided to develop something that may come, you know, useful in certain situations.
Really? Sweet! What is it?
It's like flypaper, except for zombies. I've already sent it to you via Mock Pizza Delivery Man. He should be there in just a minute.
Okay, cool. Thanks, AK.
Who is that?
It's the Apple Kid. He's sending us a package through Mock Pizza. Wait a minute. Mock Pizza? That place finally opened? Man, I always wanted some other pizza since I was told it was so good, but I've never been able to catch the place open.
Oh, wow. Here it comes now.
Pizza, eat it before it gets cold.
Oh boy, it's pizza time! I can't wait, I've been waiting for like 3 days!
Delicious.
I'll be leaving now.
Jeez, I'm not feeling very well. That pizza sucked. I don't recommend you eat it. I mean, you could probably do- Oh boy, a circus!
And so Ness ate zombie paper, and then dragged his friends to the circus.
Or did he?
Find out what happens next time on Bobby's Up Orange.
Alright.
No problem. yeah.